Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up. Washington's, used to be Washington's, now it's a President's Day holiday that we don't...
We did not take time off. We cannot. Liberty, democracy is at stake. We're in a constitutional crisis, for God's sakes, Chuck.
Some rude person...
We can't take time off.
...indicated we might want to update our intro. I said, why? And they said, well, your son's 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look 6 feet tall in your pictures.
Well, he's been that in the last few months, though.
A couple days, you can do that much.
Hey, Chuck Bonnywell and Julie Hayden here. The show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. All kinds of stuff to talk about today. As always, if you want to comment and you're joining us on Zoom, go ahead and type it in the chat section or just go ahead and unmute yourself and you can comment. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. But over the weekend, CBS lost its mind. I know you're saying, hadn't they lost their mind earlier, Julie?
Many years ago, Julie.
But they lost their mind even more, even given the fact that they have, like, what, a $20 billion or something, outrageous amount lawsuit that Trump has filed against them, and they're trying to be sold and bought and things like that. So they are not used to, and you'd think they would get over it by now. You'd think that by now they would realize that they can't just, like, say stuff anymore. Like,
why not?
Like, when J.D. Vance says, do you hear yourself? You know, it's like, they, you know, so Margaret Brennan tried to get into it with Marco Rubio. As you know, J.D. Vance gave a speech, I guess a series of speeches, actually, freaking out Europe. Macron is calling an emergency meeting. I don't know what they're going to do. They're probably going to flutter about.
It's over.
Yeah, the United States is like, hey, we're going to go ahead and
settle this war. You guys have fun. Find another war to get involved in.
Feel free, since you don't send any of your troops anyway, it should be pretty easy. You could just pick a war.
Just do something in Poland or something like that.
Right. And Zelensky's like, how come I'm not invited to the table? It's like, I wonder why. Although I'm sure they'll put him on speakerphone or something like that, even though he won't get to talk.
We got a deal for you.
Yeah, exactly. But J.D. Vance went to Europe, and rather than the same people who laughed at Trump a few years ago, now had to sit there and listen to J.D. Vance.
Goddamn J.D. Vance.
Tell them that essentially they're destroying democracy with all of their
countries by endless mass migration there from cultures that don't match with theirs. And their culture is disappearing, that is.
And in the meantime, he's saying, oh, and by the way, you guys are going to have to start contributing a lot. And he said, like, a lot more money to all of this, you know, all of the things that we've been paying for all the time, because we're not going to keep paying for them. And they were shocked, I tell you, shocked. In the meantime, though, CBS apparently had embedded themselves with a German law enforcement organization that was going around arresting people for violating their free speech law, which basically meant they offended somebody, they insulted somebody, right?
Yeah.
So Margaret Brennan, I think, was used to Marco Rubio maybe being a tool bag.
And now he's been freed by Trump.
Exactly. And so she was interviewing him. And essentially, it's not enough anymore that they're Hitler. That didn't work, right? Calling him Hitler, that didn't work.
They're Nazi commandants at Auschwitz.
Right.
That's what they are now. I forget.
Well, worse.
We're Nazis is broad, but we like the Holocaust now.
Right, exactly. And not only that, but free speech. You might have thought that Hitler was the problem with the whole Holocaust thing. No, it was free speech. Listen to this exchange.
Being weaponized
between Margaret Brennan and Marco Rubio. If we could please, Thomas, play the Margaret Brennan soundbite.
Well, he was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide. And he met with the head of a political party that has far right views and some historic ties to extreme groups. The context of that was changing the tone of it. And you know that, that the censorship was specifically about the right.
No, I have to disagree with you. Free speech was not used to conduct a genocide. The genocide was conducted by an authoritarian Nazi regime that happened to also be genocidal because they hated Jews and they hated minorities and they hated those that they had a list of people they hated, but primarily the Jews. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was none. There was also no opposition in Nazi Germany. They were a sole and only party that governed that country. So that's not an accurate reflection of history.
Well, so it's like, so free speech, the process is the result of free speech. Here, Thomas has a great comment. The mainstream media has a truly rare talent to divide their credibility in half when it is already at zero. Scientists are truly baffled and are scrambling for an explanation.
Mathematical one. We need a mathematician genius.
No more U.S. money to other countries. About time. And then Thomas again says, Nazi Germany built from free speech. That's a new one for me. It's a new one for anyone, right? It's like, this is going to be a totally catty comment on my part.
No, you never do those.
But I was in TV for a lot of years, and you always know they're going to go to that two shot, okay? You can clearly see Margaret Brennan's bra straps and underwear through that shirt. So if you're going to wear a tight-fitting shirt like that and you're going to go to the cutaway shot, you need to wear Spanx. So number one, she just needs to
You're not going to get any male viewers with Spanx. She did a great job.
See the Spanx. That's what I'm saying.
Let's not see the Spanx. She showed a little bra, little panties. That's going to get a lot more viewers. They're really trying to get the male viewer. They've lost the male viewer. Now they're getting them back, and now you're attacking them. Just trying to get a male perspective in there. That's unfortunate, Julie.
So she's just been like, for like the Holocaust was caused by free speech. Oh, okay. That's exactly what caused a Holocaust. But then it turns out, again, the reason they're going down this anti-free speech road, well, I think there are numerous roads. Number one, they realize that if everybody has free speech, which we have more of in the United States now, then people don't pay any attention to them as much. They need to get rid of free speech. They need to just have their speech. The roads go back the way it was. Go back into the matrix, America. That's what they're trying to force us to
good
do.
Good analogy.
You get back
into that.
You plug in.
Throw that red pill up and we'll give you a blue one.
That's right. Exactly. And people aren't buying it. But it turns out, like I said, they had embedded themselves. You'd think that if you're 60 Minutes, you'd be like, we're sorry, German law enforcement organizations, but you just are putting someone in jail because they said something that some Yahoo person found offensive. And they're like, yep. And CBS is going, hooray, hooray. And so the whole thing, it's just like, it's insanity. So
Great Britain is doing the same thing. A new law, the Tory government passed before the present fascists got in there, liberal fascists. And they're just going around and it covers anything that offends someone.
Well, and here's only certain things that offend certain people. If you and I are offended, then we deserve to be.
You're
but
not a
60
human.
Minutes, again, they're all going all in on attacking these cuts to USAID. And some updates on that in a second here. So they interviewed this pathetic, sad, people are scared, oh my God, purported USAID worker, right? And we'll play the soundbite. Only it turns out she's not just any old USAID worker, which 60 Minutes did not reveal. Thomas, if we could please play the 60 Minute soundbite.
People are really scared. I think that, 12 days ago, people knew where their next paycheck was coming from. They knew how they were going to pay for their kids' daycare, their medical bills, and then all gone overnight.
All gone overnight for Christina Dry and Adam Dubard, fired this month in the chaotic shutdown of foreign aid distributed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. More than 8,000 USAID employees were sent home by the administration.
Here's the thing. Number one, that woman who looked so sad, didn't she look sad? They're just, I don't know where my next paycheck is coming from, just like that, right? Well, it turns out, number one, she's not actually employed by USAID, right? She's a contract worker, so sorry.
XL, there's some company that she's a part of that hires her out to be the speechwriter.
And here's the thing. She was not just any old person. They didn't just like find some poor USAID worker wandering down the sidewalk with like a, we'll work for food kind of sign or something like that. No, she was a former speechwriter for Samantha Powers, who was a former head of USAID, who was like one of the clearly most deep state person there is, right? I mean, Samantha Powers travels around the world trying to get governments overthrown through USAID grants, basically, right?
Well, since Samantha is one of the people I love to follow and everything else, I'd like to correct you briefly.
Okay.
She is not Samantha Powers. Now, how many times is it?
Oh,
it's Samantha Power.
Power.
She's Power.
Oh,
she's not
sorry.
Power.
Oh, okay.
Power.
That's a weird name, but okay. It's not my fault she has a name wrong. Okay. But at any rate, the girl, the poor, helpless. I mean, she couldn't be more connected, right? And she couldn't be more part of the deep state. Now, see, 60 Minutes did not talk about that at all, right? They just are kind of slamming it. We've got a whole ton of comments. So let me go. From Karen Cataline about the Margaret Brenner that the Holocaust was caused by free speech, a stunning criminal level of ignorance and arrogance. Damn, exactly. And then from Jacob, Jacob, you're right on mine. We're going to go to this next. 394 million Americans are on Social Security benefits. Interestingly, there are only 330 million Americans. What? And then Karen says, Jacob, dig a little deeper. You'll find out a good many of their buddies are 150 years old. And then from Sandra, talking about the USAID workers, too flipping bad about damn time. And not only are they all, and they're not only that, they're getting buyouts, a-holes. And then, please, Karen says, we hope they keep playing the government as a victim card. Oh, God, guys, so many great comments in that. Do you want to talk about the Social Security thing? Because that's pretty interesting.
No, I want to talk more about Westward.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then go to my internet news deal, and then we'll go to.
Okay, you're right. There's tons. And then meanwhile, news on the court front too, and Chuck and I kind of disagree on what's going on there, but it's interesting.
So you know who to, which one's right.
Well,
just saying.
I'm just so right. Shut up.
Guaranteed.
I shouldn't say shut up. I didn't say shut up. Don't say the S word. Okay, so you may or may not have been aware today that there were anti-Trump on this President's Day protests all over the place,
breaking out spontaneously.
It's called breaking out spontaneously, including right here in Denver. And there was a great thread by a guy on X. And I'm going to give Heidi Genau credit for this. She's the one who kind of, I think, has been boosting it, right? Heidi Genau with the Road to Red and Rocky Mountain Voice. And this person on Westward noted that Westward, which is kind of a left-leaning, although they were sort of just kind of fun for a long time.
They were always lefty.
Right, but they were fun lefty. They weren't like...
If you got on the front page of Westward, which I did, along with two friends, they weren't any fun.
Oh, they did nice stories on me. But yeah. At any rate, well, some nice stories.
Well, they were nice.
But at any rate, they weren't like an MSNBC kind of thing, right?
No, they were more libertarian left.
Exactly. Well, it turned, but they've been, and somebody on X noted, that they had been heavily promoting all over the place the fact that there was going to be this anti-Trump protest today. So this person thought, well, that's a little bit weird that they're so pushing it. And to kind of cut to the chase, what this person found out is that there is an organization called the Tides Foundation. Now, it will shock you to realize that this is an organization that hands out $1.4 billion in money, some of which comes from USAID, to promote social justice. Some of the previous awardees have been, Black Lives Matter, places like that. Well, it turns out that all of these anti-Trump protests are being organized by this Tides Foundation. They're being staffed by the Tides Foundation, which means the people showing up are getting paid to show up there. The speakers are all connected to NGOs, which one, you go a couple levels deep, and they're funded by Tides Organization. Now, that in itself isn't so shocking, really, that, you know, you've got these lefty organizations staffing. I mean, that's been kind of going on for a while. What to me was kind of surprising is it turns out that Westward itself is partners with some kind of news revenue organization that is funded in part by, you guessed it, the Tides Foundation.
No.
Yep. I'm sure.
Are you saying Westward is influenced by left-wing money?
Yes, apparently. Apparently hidden.
Have you told Patty Calhoun?
Yeah, no, she's not a judge of Western anymore.
Well, she should be alerted immediately.
So here's the thing. So these simultaneous anti-Trump protests being promoted by Westward. So Westward is being funded in part by this lefty organization that is also promoting and staffing and paying for the protests, that is actually also staffing and paying for the organizations that the speakers come from. So could there be any conflict of interest there? And again, my thing is, when I worked at the TV station, and I know the TV stations theoretically were somewhat different from Westward, but if like we were sponsoring an event that we were covering, we would like mention that, right? You would just say, by the way, this is an event. So you'd think if, to me at least, if Westward was going to be honest And I've kind of always liked Westwood, but they should say, hey, we are part of this, right? Or we at least are connected to the group that's funding all of this. But that's just the way the left rolls anymore. And we're finding out more
Well,
and
let me
more.
ask you.
That's how AP rolls. That's how the New York Times rolls. Probably that's how 60 Minute rolls. They're all getting money under the table from these USAID or USAID connected deep state organizations. I mean,
Well, ask me. Let me ask you a question, Julie. Channel 9 decided to go with Kyle Clark and far left news. I mean, he's far left. So they cut off half their viewership. Half their viewership, they got cut. So they lost half their base for advertisers and stuff. Why would they do that?
I'm going to go with money from someplace else.
Tides Foundation?
You think so?
Well, not. It doesn't have to be Tides. There's 10 other organizations. Of course it was. Of course they're funding it. Because they would, normally a station would go, no, we're not going to cut off half of our. And they go, how would you like,
Right.
million
No,
bucks a year?
and it
And
just.
they kind of go, Kyle Clark's our man.
Well, here's, and this is
I
interesting.
guarantee you, even though I have no proof of it, nothing there, that Channel 9 News is getting money directly or
Or
indirectly from.
exactly, or the parent organization,
Yeah,
right?
it could be
The
way off.
parent.
They could be in Afghanistan for that.
Karen Cataline is more up than me. We first heard about the Tides Foundation when John Hickenlooper got pissed when people asked him about it. It's connected to John Kerry Heinz's ketchup air wife. Oh, well, good for you, Karen. It's like, I mean, this it hands out $1.4 billion apparently. I'm not sure, you know. And then Sandra says, "I'm shocked, not Westward." And then Johnny Johnson says, "Wait till their money dries out. Who will go then? Not my president. We'll see about that." Sandra says, "I do not like Westward. Patty Calhoun sold out a long time ago." That I think is true. Won't it be interesting to hear that Colorado politicians are getting money? Well, and that's the thing. I think we'll let you now talk about your internet news thing. I think we're all used to the idea that politicians are driven by money, but the Doge and Elon Musk and Donald Trump are revealing now, I think, is the extent of it is far beyond, I think, anything. If you had said to me, was AP getting money, I would have been like, no, right? If you had said to me, was Politico getting money, I would have been like, no, they're just a bunch of left-wing nutcases. They just want access. But it turns out they're all getting money, and none of them have acknowledged it. Even right now, they don't acknowledge it.
Why would they?
Well,
The key idea
I
is
know, I
not
know.
to
Silly
acknowledge
me.
it.
It's like, yeah, exactly.
Internet news? Have you ever heard of internet news? Any of you out there, raise your hands, put on the thing.
Or if you're getting money,
If you're getting money from internet news. So I'd never heard of internet news. I mean, I'm in the news business, so you think I'd know about internet news. I mean, it's so bland sounding that, it's hard to think.
Yeah, innocuous, internet
Inoculate.
news.
Well, WikiLeaks all of a sudden did a huge document dump showing that U.S. aid had been, in fact, pouring money, half billion over the last half decade plus, into internet internews. And you kind of go, why? Why would we do
Is it
that?
internet news or internet news?
It's internet internews, not
Okay.
it founded before the internet. It was founded in
Okay.
80,
No.
1982, just
Okay.
internews. And why would they do it? Because it's a CIA front. It's a spook organization. It started out trying to do Soviet American relations with some TV programs. By the early 1990s, when the Soviet Union broke apart, it all of a sudden rushed out with tons of money to help sponsor independent media.
Yeah.
Independent. Now, to get their money, you could not be more than 20% of your money coming from a government. Of course, their money was 92% coming from government. And the rest of the money came from the Soros Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, Rockefeller Foundation, all the good ones. And so Internews, they really just they trained journalists. 9,000 journalists have been trained by Internews, and they put out I don't know how many radio stations they have. Just an extraordinarily broad reach of ones. And I'm sure they infiltrate Colorado like they infiltrate every other aspect of the world. But one of their biggest in recent years has been Ukraine. You kind of go, well, why do they need all these independent news organizations in Ukraine if they're going against the government. No, they can't be that. Righto. No one believes the news organizations in Ukraine that are run by the government. Ergo, you'll start all these independent ones that'll confirm what is being said. So they spend tens of millions of dollars in Ukraine and every other place. But now they found even a newer, better one. And next time I'll play a clip of it. But the they've now gotten into the disinformation business.
Oh, yes.
Before, you know, it's really two sides of the coin. If you want to win, let's say you want to win the information war. Well, you want to get your news out, so everybody's sort of there, and you want to restrict the news gotten out by your other side. And they have this wonderful woman, Jean Ann Bourgeau. I just love that name. And she used to be with USAID, but then she shifted over to be the head of this one. Now, it was founded by a guy named Daniel Hoffman.
Now, you're still talking about Internews.
News, Internews.
Okay. Okay.
She jumped over, and why wouldn't you? Pays $500,000 a year. Pretty good for a nonprofit, non-governmental one. And all the other officers get $250,000. So, you know, it's got a couple million dollars in officer compensation, and that's probably just the beginning. But it's just a wonderful organization, and they even managed to
Here we go.
Okay.
Look at there. Thomas has got this. Internews, launches the Internews has launches new $10 million fund supporting independent media. Oh, where else? At the 2023 Clinton Global Initiative.
Yes.
Thomas is on it.
Thomas
he's
on
our own researcher. That's right. Oh, that must be their offices.
Go to video, Thomas, if you could.
I don't.
That's in Arcata, California, which is right on the coast. The very northwest corner of California. That's a worldwide headquarters.
Of Internews?
Yeah, of Internews. That's the worldwide headquarters. Daniel Hoffman used to live, or does live in Arcata, California. You would think that that big a organization. But if you look up on video for...
Oh, yeah, here we got all the CNN. People. Look at him, Jean-Anne Bourgeau. Yep, get a $500,000,000. Look at him. It's all from WikiLeaks.
Yes.
Well, so
yes.
So the bottom line is what this one organization, Internews, is funding it. And there are other ones too, but this is just one of them. So on the one hand, they train local journalists, because here's the thing, newspapers and TV stations and radio stations are all struggling, right? So they're like all like little NPRs, only on steroids when you get right down to it. They're all funded through these dark money lefty organizations, just like Westwood, we're now learning, is too, in part. And not only that, but like you said, what they do on the other front then too, is they created all of those organizations that put out the disinformation. Where that
and there's a Greg, and Thompson's going to find it on the video for, because she comes up, she's over at the World Economic Forum saying, we've got to incentivize good information, not that bad. So we can't have advertisers who unknowingly are supporting bad news sites.
And here's the thing. These are what they were doing is, so if you're on the internet, or even us, right, you get money by people clicking, by subscriptions, by people buying ads, et cetera, right? Like any news organization, basically. Well, yeah. But what they were doing is these Internews and some of these other organizations with the disinformation is they were creating campaigns and putting pressure on advertisers not to sponsor those pages.
And they're also very good at supporting color revolutions. They support a color revolution in Georgia, in Ukraine in 2014, and back in 2003. But this is why they're so great. They would hire people, and they wouldn't tell them what the deal was. They wouldn't say, we're a spook organization out of, you know, out of this fake storefront in Arcata, California. No, no, no. They believed it. And that was how brilliant they were. And one ex-employee says, you know, one day, you know, a few years ago, my friend called up someone and said, hey, can you give me the names of journalists in Nairobi or something? And I said, look, I'm not going to give out that information to a CIA spook. So just don't, don't call me. And they said, well, CIA spook? What are they? What are us? We're spooks? We're spooks?
We're USA.
No, they're Internews. They were Internews people.
Well, and Kieran Kavlin says, I learned about Internews Network last week. It is used to buy media to push a socialist Marxist agenda. And then, Thomas has a clip. Okay, Thomas, if you have it, go ahead and play it. Okay, let us know. Maybe he's got to get the sound up. That could be kind of tricky to do. Wait, he says, okay, just tell us when you're. It's happening all over. You see it, like, for instance, organizations like Colorado Sun, right?
Yes, good point.
Denverite, which, well, Denverite's with NPR, but a lot of those sites are, they get grants, okay? And they get, a lot of them are green grants, right? And now what'll be interesting to see is all of this dries up. But on this, though, it doesn't, it's not just the liberal media. I'm going to read you a headline from, oh, Thomas, you have it? Do you have it?
Disinformation makes money, and that's one of them. We
That's
need
right.
to follow that money, and we need to work with the, and particularly the global advertising industry, that a lot of those dollars go to pretty bad content. And so you can work really hard on exclusion lists or inclusion lists, or sort of really try to focus ad dollars and challenge the global advertising industry all around the world to focus their ad dollars towards the good news and information, the accurate and relevant news and information.
And what she's talking about there.
Isn't that nice? I mean, how can you be against that?
She's like, what she's
How
talking
could
about.
you, how could you denigrate
your tax dollars being used to demonetize any
oh my
news
God,
outlets or
you don't want
podcasts?
money, international advertising going
The
to
Gateway Pundit or
bad
Fox or
information?
something like that.
Yeah,
But
no,
it's not just that. This was
wasn't
the
she wonderful?
headline. So we did this, we talked about Friday, that the fact that the Colorado Republican Party has filed a 7-count lawsuit against the six of the RINOs who led the failed and illegal coup attempt against Dave Williams, right? And so it was picked up. Ernest Lunning in Colorado Politics, I thought, did a fair job on it. It was picked up in a couple of places. But this is the Anschutz Media Industrial Complex. Sometimes you just got to laugh. They took Ernest's story, which was straight, right? He
Right.
did a good job. But this was the headline: CO GOP goes crying to courts over Republican rebellion. It's like, what? Now, is there any bias there, Phil Anschutz? It's like, CO GOP goes crying to courts. They filed a lawsuit. Is anyone who goes to court crying to the court? It's just like ludicrous. But there again, that's their spin on it. The good news is, I think people, number one, the USAID money is going to start drying up. So
That's
that business model is going to be seeking.
Oh, there are groups all over the world, particularly Ukraine, but a lot. I mean, what do you mean there's no more money?
Exactly. Well, then Charlene is, yay, Anschutz shows his colors. Exactly. But, and I don't know, it's, I
And
mean,
here's another good one. You know, if you want to know where all the power bases are, you got to follow Les Girls. You got to follow Samantha Power. Another one you need to follow is Nancy Rice. If Nancy Rice is involved in something, there's some good money behind it, and it's a government
you
shield.
mean Susan Rice?
What did I say?
Nancy Rice. She's a Colorado, former Colorado Supreme Court
Her
judge.
too. No, you're right.
It's a good thing I'm here to interpret. We don't need a
Exactly.
sign language.
You're right. That Rice.
Susan Rice. Susan
Susan Rice.
Rice.
And
Well,
let me finish. And what board of directors was Susan Rice on?
the Broncos.
No, that'd be a good choice. One
I think she was, wasn't she? One of them was.
of
Okay.
what? No,
Yes.
that's a Republican one.
Oh, okay.
That was what's her name?
Okay. Oh, Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza. See,
There's a lot of Rice
everybody. There are a lot of Rices to
fields.
get mixed up with. No, she was on the board of.
USAID, Internews. Oh, there you go. It's all twisted around, right? And the thing is we're finding this out thanks to Doge. Now, those people have known about it forever, right? I mean, they've
Well,
been.
all those in the know about it.
Exactly. And somebody at all of these news organizations, I don't know, maybe the reporter on the street isn't aware of that, but you'd think when they're like, how come we're covering this stupid story? They're like, never mind, get out there and cover it.
So in Colorado, we own a paper down in Denver, goes to, close to 100,000 people, and homes. And so, we do okay and get good advertising and all that. Our competitors were all around Denver and the Front Range and so forth. Wash Park News, Wash Park Profile rather, and the Park Hill News. They all got bought up by one organization. All got bought up and combined, so they could, cost savings and printing, and they don't have to worry about redundant ones and so forth. I never heard a peep. I don't think the Villager ever heard a peep. You think if they're wanting to do that, they go, well, are you for sale?
Who
Or
was the company?
I forget the name. Some,
okay.
You know, Marxist,
but,
Marxist media, I think. So.
Marxist media. Marxist social leftist corrupt media company.
But, just saying, I don't know. I don't know. But
Well, the thing is, from Dr. Donna, one mouthpiece between them all now. And when from Charlene, when a few people conspire, it's a real conspiracy. Well, that's the thing. And the thing is that's good is it's not working.
It's not working. I control the world.
Well, but I mean, it's falling apart, right? The funding is falling apart. The amount of money that's being spent on this is outrageous. CNN has to lose its mind. They're so worried about not being able to censor anything anymore that now they're blaming the Holocaust on free speech, which it's everyone's like, oh, no, Margaret, that's not actually.
We got to be more subtle than that.
Yeah, we got to be more subtle than that.
Our byword is subtlety.
Yeah, our byword. But you need to be aware of that when you read stuff. You know, when you see, for instance, the Denver Post, I've noticed, and I think we get the Denver Post. We don't get it. I got it online, so you guys don't have to. But they've gone off the deep end, too, so much so that I'm like, I can't take it anymore. I think I may just cancel. I mean, every headline is like, Trump destroying America. How he's destroying America. I mean, I'm making that part up, but it's all
Trump
horrible.
Destroyed Tokyo, walking through it with his big foot.
Yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous anymore. And then they wonder, why is no one watching? You know, no one's paying or watching or reading. No one's paying attention. And they know this, right? They know that all these alternate media sources, that's why you have them going to places that the Internews Network, going to Europe and saying, we need to get our global advertisers to crack down on this kind of stuff, right?
They're advertising on bad news.
Exactly.
Disinformation sells, as Jeanne said. Disinformation sells. We got to stop that.
From Johnny Johnson, out of the 200 Odyssey radio stations, what station in Denver does George Soros own? I don't think he has any in Denver that I'm aware of. I'm not sure unless you know.
Well, it's 710 Canyon.
Yeah, no.
Seems like it's easy.
Charlene says, and I feel like being talked down to, I listen to NPR. That's true. And then Sandra says, well, they bought up by Brittany Peterson's husband. Can't remember his name, but no, he's far left Marxist. No, he is with... Ian Silveri is his name, and he is with Progress Now, or at least he was with Progress Now. So they're part of that whole, you know, you've got the Arabella Corporation, now we've got this Tides Foundation. They're all part of this complex of Democrat.
Ted Trump has said, you know, where do I hide all the dark money? And that's, Arabella's got more money than you can believe,
right.
Tides Foundation.
But they're
Soros
getting
Foundation.
It from us. That's the thing we're finding out.
You're contributing. You ought to contribute a little more.
From Dr. Donna, to those complaining about the Colorado GOP filing a lawsuit, my question is, why not? Well, exactly. Why not? If you want to throw a coup, if you want to hurt the party, cost the party $100,000, claw yourself the party, raise money. I mean, there are a lot of questions. And again, I go back to, as we said Friday, my big thing on that is I want to see the discovery in that. And I want to see who was funding that. I mean, we know at least when the Complete Colorado's headline is Colorado GOP goes crying to courts over Republican rebellion. Okay, we know that's coming from Anschutz, right? And his people. But I want to know, where was the money coming from? Who were the people in the shadows who were trying to overthrow the grassroots Colorado?
Oh, and Jacob's got his hand up.
Okay. Hey, Jacob, go ahead.
I can't work and talk at the same time. No. back in 2009, around Obama's time, they wanted everybody to surrender their 401ks and their IRAs to the Social Security for a guaranteed 3% increase. I don't know if you remember that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I'll send it to you by email. But anyway, it shows you how much money is in the Social Security system.
Right.
There was no reason for an increase in the tax.
Right.
It really wasn't.
And you had mentioned Social Security later. Let me ask you about this. Like you said, so there are 300, this is what Musk has determined, 395 million Social Security recipients. The interesting thing about that is, though, there are only 335 million citizens, more than 200 million people getting Social Security are over 100, more than 15 million are over 110, even though the census estimates there's only 100,000 people in the whole country over 100. I looked, there were two people getting Social Security. Getting Social Security who were over 240 years old. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, I'll tell you, they haven't started digging those graves up yet to see all the dead people that are getting the, All right, see
Well,
you later.
somebody pointed out, you don't think like the Nigerian scammers haven't got into Social Security? I mean, I imagine a half of Social Security funds are off to Laos. Who knows where?
Right. Jacob, anything else or is that? Well, I think we might have lost him. Yeah, Dr. Donna says, from Kieran Cantley, bet you deep staters are siphoning that money, not everyday citizens. Well, then Stephen Miller said not just deep staters, but he says there are foreign criminal
That's
organizations
just what I
that are
said.
that yeah, that Chuck was talking about too. Okay, we've got Sherry from Lakewood Online too. Hey, Sherry, thanks for calling in.
Hi, I kind of wanted to go back to what Chuck was talking about with the CIA being a front for the
Okay.
internet news
Sure.
radio. You know, it's kind of a crushing thing for old people, but back with the hippies, the peace love movement, it was infiltrated to subvert the dangerous intellectual anti-war movement. The
Sure.
CIA came in with the LSD, the CIA, the FBI, and they try to control every aspect of American culture. They do it every time there's an organic grassroots movement, and they will infiltrate and create a like a subversive element to it, and they control it. They control the narrative. So I don't know if you guys remember Abbie Hoffman,
Oh,
but
yeah.
he was saying there were all these activists, you know, Berkeley radicals, White Panthers, all trying to stop the war. And things were changing for the better. And then we got flooded with all these flower children who were into drugs and sex. Where the hell did the hippies come from?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's really interesting because all these music people that I loved, I really did, you find the connections. You find the CIA connections. Jackson Brown, Jim Morrison, his dad started the Gulf of Tonkin thing. Probably didn't even happen. So it's amazing. If you look into Dave McGowan and Weird Tales from Laurel Canyon, it's kind of heartbreaking to realize that so much of the music that
Yeah.
was
Kind
so
of big. We
precious
owe to the
was
CIA.
yeah, be able to say, well, you know,
Yeah.
here's Sherry, I think you should go apply for a Musk's Doge thing because you're always great at digging up this kind of information. You should say, hey, guys, I've been working on this for a long time, so I can steer you in
I'm not
some
24,
in the right directions.
I tell you, I don't think I could improve. I love seeing every day this trillion, this trillion, this
Oh,
trillion. It's like
exactly. And
we should be out of debt real soon.
exactly,
but he
exactly.
has no one elected him. No one elected him to get in there and fix things.
That's right. Hey, Sherry, thank you for your call. And
Thanks,
then
bye.
this from Karen. It's like, Sherry, I'm sure you were accused of being a conspiracy theorist for years. Not anymore. I'm from Charlene. They're always called good words like the Patriot Act, USAID. Now I'm beginning to wonder about the Peace Corps. Exactly. Was that just the beginning of Confessions of an Economic Hitman? That's true, Charlene. From Johnny, the living dead getting paid Social Security money and voting. Holy cow. And then Dr. Donna, Jackson Brown had an anger issue. His wife would have confirmed that. Well, you know, again, it's you always suspect that. And now we're learning it's like way worse than we could have ever realized, at least than I realized, which leads me to kind of my next the thing I wanted to talk about. So you know that every time Trump does something anymore, he and Elon Musk, the judges step up and they want a temporary restraining
This is
order.
where
Trump,
Julie and I
this is where
disagree.
we disagree. Move,
This is where
keep
Julie
your on your side of the
is
table.
well, I might as well take the other side because you're wrong.
And Jared Polis, thank you, Jared, is Colorado's one of the states, 14 states that had essentially filed with the court asking for a temporary restraining order to basically stop Trump from doing anything, to stop Trump and Elon Musk and Doge from doing anything. And the judge, is it Chupkin, is how you say her name? Okay, she's one of those horrendous anti-Trump lawyer judges who's been issuing ruling after ruling
She
after
won.
ruling.
She's the one who had the classified documents case.
Right. And which sadly for her, went away. But anyway, it ended up coincidentally in her court. And she, I think today, held the hearing, or maybe it was yesterday, where she decided not to grant the temporary restraining order, which was a defeat for them. And this came right after Trump said they fought, his attorneys with the Department of Justice filed with the Supreme Court, asking them to weigh in on whether or not he had the authority, which he does, to fire somebody. Now, I am wondering, and this is where we kind of disagree. So, what's going on? Why would this judge all of a sudden do this? This judge has been totally corrupt, could have cared less about the law. All of a sudden, she's like, well, I don't know if we have enough evidence, blah, blah, blah. I'm wondering if the Democrats are beginning to realize that their constant battle in support of fraud and corruption in the deep state is wearing thin. If maybe they said, you guys, this is not a good lane for us to be in. Like, we support fraud and corruption, and our judges are helping us do it. And I'm wondering if maybe somebody somewhere gave her orders to back down a little bit. That's what I wonder. Now you disagree.
Yeah, the only chance that the deep state has is the courts. It's got to stop Doge. It's got to stop Trump. It's got to slow him down. If he has 4 years to dissemble the deep state, which really existed since 1933 when all the lefties came to Washington for the New Deal, and they've been in charge of it for 90 years, he's going to dissemble the whole thing unless somebody stops him. And the courts are the only place to do it. She didn't do it because I think even you read one saying that she thought the Supreme Court would smack her down. So she didn't think that was her best case. So she'll finagle around, do something a lot trickier. But guarantee they are they've tried to stop it. I mean they had Chuck Schumer going, "We will win, we will win," and that didn't
He
work.
wasn't
You
quite that
can't
good as his chant. You can hit
well.
it better than he did there. Yeah.
And Maxine Waters is always a PR success wherever she goes. Somehow that didn't work out well. No, the courts are all they have. This is just a minor retreat,
Okay.
strategic repeat from the thing. She'll be back, and they're not giving up, guarantee.
Here's from Charlene. The left is in disarray, that's for sure, when they call Hitler a promoter of free speech. Exactly. And that's what led to the Holocaust. Karen Catalan, I think you're right here, Karen. We must all brace ourselves because they're just getting started. JFK, RFK, MLK, COVID, January 6th, Trump lawfare. Yeah, they have. I think they are in disarray. They don't have a clear leader right now or a strategy. And in the meantime, Chuck's chant was better than Schumer's. In the meantime, the US aid money is drying up. That's a thing they're going to really
Oh,
go
but
for.
USA is just the
And Dr.
tip of the
Donna,
iceberg.
Dr. Donna agrees with you. A temporary pullback to circle their wagons and regroup. And then from Sandra, wait till Doge looks into the Department of Justice. Yeah, they're all quitting, like, I quit, I quit, I quit over there. Uh-oh.
Doge.
It's Doge. No, it's potential spam. Maybe they could get on that after they do it. Well, that's interesting. And I think maybe to a certain extent, we don't totally disagree on that, in that,
No, we totally disagree.
no,
You're wrong, I'm right.
I'm saying
Don't you articulated your position, you staked that position.
I know
Don't,
I'm
after I talk, you kind of got pop, kind of over here,
No, I'm not even
over
having on mind saying that you
here.
think that they might have been just strategically pulling back here to find a better case, which is sort of what I was saying. Somebody told her. But here's what I believe, though. I don't think anyone, independently, is sort of calling the shots right now. I don't think that independent. I don't think they're in disarray, so they don't know what to do. But I think the lawfare thing, people more than ever support Trump. I saw a poll, the number of people who say we need to get out of Ukraine, we're doing way too much there, went from like 7% in 2021 to like 42% now. I mean, Trump is just winning. Right. And he's doing the right thing, and people support him. And Elon Musk is just brilliantly every day coming out with the stuff that I mean, is anyone really surprised that Social Security, they're like dead people getting Social Security benefits? No. But now we have the facts. Now he says, not just some, but millions and millions and millions of them are getting, what, 200 million, 15 million people over the age of 110, right?
I forget
If you're
what.
a Democrat, how do you support that?
There was some article, maybe it was on AP, about this poor woman who they said did not exist. And she said, "I do exist. I'm me, you know." And all the hardship she had trying to establish her one, kind of like, oh, so they're really kicking all these deserving people off. I mean, this is awful, and it'll increase Umar Doge.
Well, and then Johnny Johnson said there's a new board game by the left I heard about on NPR that's called J6, and the Democrats love it. That should tell you it's bias. I'm from Charlene. Housing market crash in D.C. Yeah, they're leaving before their property values go down. And then Sandra says, good grief. I truly hope we don't get them here in Colorado. We have enough far-left maniacs
They
here.
can come here. We're already destroyed. So
Yeah, from Karen, there is...
stay out of, Wyoming and stuff.
From Karen, there is no better position to be in than to paint your opponent into a corner, so they're left trying to defend government corruption and fraud. Exactly. And then Charlene, did they keep government incompetent so they could blame it? Did they keep the government incompetent so they could blame their thievery on incompetence? Yeah. And then I think that was some of it, Charlene. And then what Elon Musk is discovering, it's like this goes far beyond incompetence.
Yeah.
And again, you look going back to the opening of the show with Westward, it's like that's not incompetence, right? That's manufactured, that's manipulated, that's strategic. And fortunately, at least some of the money is drying up. I mean, you're right. USAID is
Well,
the tip of the
that's
iceberg, but
1% of the federal budget. Although when somebody says it's just 1%, 1% of a $1 trillion budget is a lot of money.
I mean, what percent is the USAID funding of all of these organizations? I mean, I wonder if they're just going to go away
90%.
now.
Well, they're just the rest of it comes from tides and
But Tides get some of
NFL.
its from.
Well, they all whack together and stuff, and then they have a donate button on Internews. So if you have a chance, get there. $19.99 a month,
And
and you can adopt your own country.
you can see it, they become so obvious. Like I said, when Margaret Brennan at CBS is like saying the Holocaust was caused by free speech, everyone knows that. It's like, no, that's just not going to fly. And you're not going to get your power back. I mean, we watched, just kind of to wrap it up, we were watching the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary, and not
Death March of
like it was
on
like.
Saturday night. Holy shit. They talk about people over 100 getting Social Security. Holy shit.
100,000 people estimated in the by the Census Bureau to be over 100. Almost all of them were at the Saturday Night Live
Holy
thing.
crap. They had Cher. I mean, Cher looks like death warmed over
Soon to
really.
come, and we were watching
And
it, right?
Jack Nicholson, didn't they tell him that he's, mentally, he's in the cuckoo's nest now? Really in the cuckoo's nest?
It wasn't, there were the only funny parts were some of the older parts. I mean, it wasn't particularly
I thought it was kind
funny.
of fun. I enjoyed
It's okay.
it.
It went on too long. Tom Hanks, no surprise here, portrayed this racist Trump supporter. But here's where they're going away. I mean, if you're Saturday Night Live, there was a time when like everybody watched it, right? Now, number one, no one's watching the networks. I guarantee you, my daughter, I think if you were to say Saturday Night Live, she'd be like, oh, was David Letterman on that? I mean, she might have heard of it, right?
David Levin was there.
David Letterman was there. But then you go down to this younger generation, they never heard of Saturday Night Live. They're not watching Saturday
Well,
Night
there are not
Live.
too many programs that last a half a century. That's pretty amazing in its own way.
It is. From Thomas, 894 people hosted Saturday Night Live over the years. Only two of them have turned out to be murderers. Frankly, I'm not surprised it's more. That was pretty funny. Yeah, Tom Hanks skit, an admission of some kind of guilt. Exactly. Watch, we're going to find out now that the Saturday Night Live is funded by the Tides Foundation. That's
Probably
how they
it.
lasted for 50 years. Hey, that'll do it for us on this day. This went fast. We will, I think, it's hard to even kind of plan the shows anymore because Trump does so much. It's like, who knows what'll happen? But that'll do it for us today. Thank you to everybody. And we will see you all on Wednesday.
All right, bye everybody. Roll tides.
Yeah.